Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
good morning. I didn't even have the microphone on. Good morning. This is Evangelist Teresa Scott, and this is Word Alive. Good morning to everyone, to my husband, Bishop Scott, to area code 215-801. Area code 801, we thank you so much for joining us every morning. If you would like to pray, would you please press the number 1 at any time, or if you have a prayer request, please press the number 1. I know I see you here several times during the week, if not every day, and I just like to say thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being here and agreeing with us in prayer. If you have a prayer request or if you would like to pray, please press the number 1, and we will get you on to pray. Amen. And good morning to my husband, Bishop Scott. I had a whole thing that I said, and I didn't have my microphone on, but good morning to my husband, Bishop Scott, who has been here every morning with us in prayer. And this morning, we're just going to go over Psalm 91.
Amen.
Read Psalm 91. And I believe we were supposed to read Proverbs 7 today. I know today is day 19 of prayer. But we also have been reading the Proverbs, because in the book of Proverbs is wisdom, much wisdom, much wisdom. And we will pray that we will not only read it, but we will meditate on it so that we can get an understanding of God's will for our lives. And I know this morning's Proverbs talks about the harlot, the crafty harlot, my caption says this morning. So we're going to read that, but before we do that, we want to read Psalm 91. And I don't care what other version I read Psalm 91, I love the King James Version of Psalm 91. So he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That was Psalm 91. Amen. And for those who may be going through this morning, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Excuse me, for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God so much for his word today. We thank God for his word today from the Lord, that the Lord is our shepherd. And not only is he our shepherd, but he's our hiding place. He's our refuge. He's our fortress. He's our God. And in him we trust this morning. We don't trust what we see with our natural eyes, but we trust in the Lord this morning with all our hearts and lean not into our own understanding. And I'm going to read the book, the proverb, before we go into prayer, because this will tell us what to pray for. Amen. My son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commandments and live. And my law is the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin, that they may keep you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house, I looked through my lattice and saw among the simple, I perceived among the youth, a young man devoid of understanding, passing along the street near her corner. And he took the path to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And there a woman met him with the attire of a harlot and a crafty heart. She was loud and rebellious. Her feet would not stay at home. At times she was outside, at times in the open square, lurking at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him. With an impudent face, she said to him, I have peace offerings with me. Today I have paid my vows. So I came out to meet you, diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. I have spread my bed with tapestry, colored coverings of Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love, for my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him and will come home on the appointed day. With her enticing speech, she caused him to yield. With her flattering lips, she seduced him. Immediately, he went after her as an ox goes to the slaughter or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till an arrow struck his liver. As a bird hastens to the snare, he did not know it would cost his life. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths, for she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. Her house is the way to hell, descending to the chambers of death. Descending to the chambers of death. It says he went to her house, and she killed him. It cost him his life. All for an act of sex that's not ordained by God, sex outside of marriage, sex with someone who is not your spouse. So this morning we want to pray for those that are married and committing adultery, those that are just out there doing what they're doing outside of the will of God. So let's just pray this morning. We thank God today for his word. We thank God today for his word because his word can truly change us if we would just let it, if we would just meditate on it. I know yesterday I had an incident, and it didn't go well, but I know now that I need to meditate on the word more. I need to meditate on the word more, and I thank God that the incident happened because it let me see where I still need to mature in the Lord. Amen. Everything that happens is not, we shouldn't always look at it as a, you know, I failed. Oh, yes, I did fail in that certain area yesterday, but it allowed me to see that there's still room for me to mature in the Lord. And I thank God for that because at least he let me see that there's still room to mature. He could have just left me to, you know, myself and not even let me understand that, you know, he's still with me. He's still teaching me. He's still showing me. He's still cleaning me up. And if you want God to clean you up today, you can just talk to him in prayer as we're praying and ask God to clean me up. Lord, this certain area in my life, I still need to clean up. I still need to get right before you, Lord. And today I want you to clean me up. I want you to begin the process. Whatever you can take out today at the root, take it out today at the root in Jesus' name. Whatever is lingering still inside of me, Lord, that you need to get out of me or that I want you to get out of me or that does not represent you, Father, take it out today in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, take it out at the root. If it's bitterness, if it's unforgiveness, if it's lack of love, whatever it is, Lord God, get us. We want to be clean today. That's my prayer. Maybe your prayer is something different. Praise God if it is. But we thank God tonight. We thank him tonight. We thank him. tonight, so we're going to go in prayer. I don't know, Bishop, do you have any requests?
No, not this morning, particularly if I, if the Lord leads me to think of something or if I remind you of something, I certainly will share it with you.
Amen. So anybody on the phone line, if you have a prayer request, please press the number 1 and we will tag you so you can speak what you need to speak. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we just come before you this morning to thank you for your word. Father, we ask you first to forgive us for our sins and for our shortcomings in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you today and bless your name and thank you for another opportunity to be able to come to you and pray, to be able to come to you and say, forgive us, to be able to come to you and thank you this morning. Father, we don't take it for granted that you've given us access to your very self. We don't take it for granted that you've given us access to the throne of grace where we can come boldly in our time of need. And Heavenly Father, we come boldly this morning in our time of need, Lord God. We have a need this morning, Lord God, to be more holy, to be more sanctified, to be set apart for your glory. We have a need this morning, Lord God, to be like you. We have a need this morning, hallelujah, to show forth holiness wherever we go, wherever we do, whatever we say, whatever situation we encounter, Lord God. We need more of you this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, some of us have people pulling to the left and to the right, and we have situations, oh God, that cause us not to get into you like we should, Lord God. But, Father, today we yield. We yield today, Lord God. We yield, Lord God, to our to you, and we cast aside our feelings, our emotions, oh God, that will cause us, Lord God, to not walk in holiness, not walk, Lord God, in sanctification. Father, we ask today that you forgive us for all of our sins, oh God. Father, for wrong attitudes, for wrong thinking, Lord God, for even saying things that are wrong. Even, Lord God, when I felt justified yesterday to say the things that I said yesterday, Lord God, I still, Lord God, have to say things, Lord God, the right way. So, Father, I just ask your forgiveness, Lord God. And, Father, I thank you for the woman that I was speaking to who understood, Lord God, what was going on, Lord God, and it wasn't her fault. But I thank you, Father, for her understanding. And, Father, I ask, oh God, that in the name of Jesus, that whatever is still residing in me, whatever is residing in us, oh God, that still needs to come out, Lord God, I ask you to take it out. I give you permission today, God. I give you permission, Lord God, to clean me up. Father, and I pray that everybody listening to this prayer gives you permission to clean it up, to take it out at the root, whatever it is that is still hindering us, whatever it is that still causes us, Lord God, to walk in the flesh, whatever it is, oh God, we ask you today, Lord God, to clean us up. Lord God, clean us up. Isaac Curry, I believe it is, he says, clean this house on the inside out. Hallelujah. Restore me. Take away my impurities. Hallelujah. Clean this house, oh God, on the inside out. Clean this house. Sometimes we get so busy praying for other people that we forget to pray for ourselves. But God, I'm crying out to you today on behalf of me. Oh God, on behalf of myself, Lord God, on behalf of those, oh God, who stand in the same place as me, Lord God, asking you to clean us up. Lord God, we can talk righteousness, Lord God, all day long. But Father, if our hearts are not right, you know it. If our hearts are not right, you know it, Lord God. Hallelujah. For the heart is sick and desperately wicked. Hallelujah. Who can know it? This is what your word says, oh God. But Father, clean up every sickness in my heart. Clean up all wickedness in my heart. And Lord, all of us listening, Lord, clean us up, oh God. Every bit of wickedness, oh God. Every thought, Lord God, of unrighteousness. All impure thoughts, Lord God. Clean us up, oh God. On the inside out, clean us, oh God. Father, for you said the outside looks good. Hallelujah. Jesus said the outside looks good, but the inside is dirty, oh God. Clean up all dirtiness, oh God, in Jesus' name, Father. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Clean us up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Clean us up, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you for new mercy and new grace this day. Hallelujah. October 19, 2013, we thank you for new mercy and new grace this day, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord. Wash us again, Lord God. Make us whole again, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we ask you to take refuge, take residence in us. In Jesus' name, help us, oh, God, today. Hallelujah. That just lets me know, God, that I got to meditate more, Lord, in John 15, hallelujah, so I can stay connected to the vine, hallelujah, glory to God, that I need to meditate more on John 10, that I need to meditate more on John, 1 John chapter 2 and 3 and 4. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, oh, God, help this your servant. Help your servants listening today, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up the adulterer to you today, God. We ask, oh, God, that even before they go out today to commit adultery, that you will prick their hearts, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, whether it be a male adulteress or a female adulteress, oh, God. Father, we pray for them even right now in Jesus' name, Lord God. Hallelujah, that they will, hallelujah, turn aside from adultery, oh God, that they will forsake adultery, God, in the name of Jesus, and begin to walk in your statutes, Father, in Jesus' name. Let them know, Father God, if they are born again, Lord God, if claimed to be born again, that they are married also to you, Lord God, and Father God, that, hallelujah, adultery is against what you teach, Lord God, against adultery is against anything, Lord God, that you recommend, oh God. So, Father, we pray for the adulterers, male or female, this morning, oh God. We ask that you would convict them, Lord God, even as they make a step out the door to go forth and commit adultery, oh God. Keep them back from presumptuous sins, oh God. Let that sin not have dominion over them, Father God, in Jesus' name, oh God. Sever the relationship, Father. I ask you to do it in Jesus' name, Lord God. Hallelujah. If this person or these people belong to you, God, I ask you to sever the adulterous relationship, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, those that are contemplating adultery, Lord, let them read Proverbs chapter 7 today. Let them read it today, oh God. Let them meditate on it today, oh God. Show them something, oh God, a billboard, a bus, a taxi cab sign, something on TV, a song, Lord God. Let them see, Lord God, that it's not cool, Lord God, in Jesus' name. It's not good in your sight, Father. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, hallelujah. Your word says, my sheep, they know my voice, hallelujah, and I know them, and they won't follow anybody else. Father God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hear, let your sheep hear your voice today, God. Hallelujah. Unblock their spiritual ears that they might hear you, God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, whether it's committing adultery through the video, Lord God, whether it's committing adultery through telephone, oh God, sexual talk, Lord God. Oh, Father, whether it's committing, Lord, adultery by looking at things on the computer, Lord God, that they have no business looking at, porn sites, Lord God, or even porn magazines, oh God. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to sever that relationship, God, in the name of Jesus, and let them turn back to their spouse. Let them remember why they married their spouse, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, if it was for the right reason, we ask you to turn them back to their spouse, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bring the love back into the relationship, that the spouse would not even consider cheating on their spouse, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, we know, Lord God, that it's 2013, and a lot of people think everything goes, but God, you're still the same. You still hate sin. Father God, and we just thank you today, Lord God. Those that are committing spiritual adultery, we ask you to bring them back to you today, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, hallelujah. Oh God, those that have turned to other gods, those that have turned aside from you to worship other gods, those that have turned aside from you, Lord God, and have picked up other idols, oh God, and things that have taken your place, God, we ask your forgiveness today in Jesus' name, and we ask that you draw us back to yourself, Lord God, for your word says you are married to the backslider, but God, we ask you to bring us back to yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those things that we have placed before you, husband, wife, children, cars, money, jobs, people, Lord God, clothes, whatever it is, God, we ask, oh God, that you forgive us, oh God, and turn our hearts back to you this morning in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, these are not just words, Lord God, but Father, this is a petition that I bring before you this morning, Father, and if you hear this petition, God, if you will hear this petition this morning, I ask you to give us the answers to these prayers, that you will hear us, oh God, today, and do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. For Father, we need you today, God. We need you today. We want to walk in holiness today. We want to walk in righteousness today. We want to speak those things that are right today. We want to be a good witness today, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We don't want us, Lord God, to do things that will be evil spoken of, oh God. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, sanctify us today. Keep a watch over our lips, Lord God. Set a guard over our mouth today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, order our steps in your word today, God. And whatever we don't understand, Lord God, may we approach you today and ask for your understanding, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. us, Father. For today we seek wisdom. Today we seek knowledge. Today we seek understanding, Lord God, of your word, of your will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Sometimes, Lord God, we've made up things in our minds of what we think you want, oh God, but we don't want what we think you want. We want what we know you want, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we want to walk circumspectly today. We want to walk before you in righteousness today. We want to walk before you today in holiness, oh God. Help us to be ever mindful of you today, Lord God. Help us to be ever mindful of you and not put you on a back burner, Lord God, for what we want. Lord God, let our moments today be teachable moments, oh God, whomever we set in our paths that we can teach today, whomever we can give a track today to, Lord God, whomever we can witness to today, Lord God. Father, let us do it today in the name of Jesus, Father, and I just say thank you. Order our steps today, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Order our steps today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we call on you. We call on you. We call on you today, Holy Spirit, to walk with us, to lead us today, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to help us to shut up when we need to shut up, to help us to speak when we need to speak, help us to pray when we need to pray, help us to say what we need to say, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, you are, hallelujah, a part of the Godhead, you are, hallelujah, in the Godhead, hallelujah, and we ask you, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, to come with us today, be with us today, lead us today, reside in us today, guide us today, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father, we lift up the mother of that child who killed herself because she was being bullied. Lord, I pray for bullies today that you will arrest them today, Lord God, that you will cause them to stop bullying people, Lord God. Give them compassion, Father, whatever it is in them that's causing them to bully. Father, I ask you to forgive them, heal them in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, I pray for those parents, oh God, that you will comfort them this day, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, as they go through the loss of their daughter, Lord God, who was lost, Lord God, because of others' actions, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you would forgive those girls for bullying this child to the point that she would kill herself, Lord God, and forgive them for the things they even said, that they don't care that she killed herself. God, it's something, there's a disconnect in those girls that will cause them to feel that way, oh God, and they're hurting somewhere in themselves that they would cause to go out and hurt someone else, oh God. But Father, I ask you to even heal them in Jesus' name. I ask you to forgive them in Jesus' name, oh God. Even their parents, forgive them, Lord God. I don't know the situation, but God, whatever it is, let them see what it is, oh God, and get those children in therapy, Lord God. Get those children the help that they need so they can stop bullying, so they won't cause another child to kill themselves because of their meanness, their actions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I say thank you for it right now in Jesus' name, Lord God. In Jesus' name, there are other children that are being bullied, other children that are at the point of death, Lord God, and we lift them up to you today, Father God. Oh, Father, whatever you got to do, Lord God, don't let them kill themselves, oh God. Let them see that life is still worth living. Don't let the hate of a couple cause them to take their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah. And those that just can't take it no more and they have killed themselves, oh God, I ask you, Lord Father, to just take their souls to heaven, oh God. Please, oh God, have mercy on them and take them to heaven. They're at a point, oh God, where they just can't take it. The girl that took her life, she couldn't take it no more. And we asked why she didn't close down her Facebook page, and we asked questions. But God, people were still bullying her even after that. God, people were still bullying her even in her new location. So God, I ask you to have mercy and save her soul, oh God. Let her still go to heaven, Lord God. I know you can't pray for the dead after they're dead, Lord God, but God, I'm just asking you, Lord God. I've never prayed this kind of prayer before, God, but Father, I feel her pain this morning, and I ask you, God, to heal her. Oh, she's already gone, but God, I just ask, oh God, that I don't know how you do it, Lord God, but I'm just asking. She was just in turmoil, Lord God. She was in turmoil, and there's other people right now that are in turmoil. They're in turmoil right now because being rejected, they're being mistreated, Lord, they're in turmoil, even right now, God, and Father, I pray for them, Lord God. I know how it feels to be despondent, I know how it feels to be depressed, I know how it feels to be rejected, I know how it feels to feel unloved, I know how it feels, how to feel unwanted, Lord God, because I've been all of those places in my life, to the point of I tried to commit suicide, so I understand this, Lord God, I understand the feeling of despondency, Lord God, I understand. Oh, God, when you feel like you in a whole big world and nobody loves you and nobody cares. God, I understand that feeling all too well. I understand it, oh, God. But, Father, I pray for those this morning that are feeling that way, even right now, those that have the razor blade and get ready to cut their wrists, those that are cutting and trying to pay the pain. Father, please heal them today, God, in Jesus' name. Send someone to them that they can hear to know that you love them, that they will speak something to them even right now, that they will know, God, that you love them, Lord God. Please. Father, in the name of Jesus, please, oh God, some are killing themselves because they're so sick. It looks like there's no end to the pain. Some are killing themselves and looking for assisted suicide because the pain is so bad. Lord God, I pray for them today, God, that you will heal them, deliver them, oh God, for that you will get the glory in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Don't let this be the end of their story. Don't let this be the end of their life, God. We pray for them, God, that you will give them staying power, that you will give them peace in their mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, those that are contemplating overdose, those that are contemplating the drug overdose, alcohol overdose, oh God, whatever it is, Lord God, driving their cars off a bridge, jumping off a bridge, oh Father, whatever it is, God, you know. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, even those that are going to commit a crime and want the police to shoot them dead, Lord God, because they're too scared to kill themselves or they don't know how to kill themselves, Father, I even pray for them. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I pray for them right now that you will draw them out, pull them back, stop them right now where they are, Father God. I ask you to send your angels, your ministering spirits right now in Jesus' name. Oh, God, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, oh, hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to do this. I ask you to do this, do this, do this, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God, you said if we pray anything according to your will, you hear us. Hear us this day, this then hear us this day, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Adonai, we ask you to hear us this day, Adonai. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you for that one who won't kill himself today. Thank you. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Yes, God, even the one that wants to kill herself because she was raped, even the boy that wants to kill himself because he was molested, heal him, deliver him. Bring them out, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Take away all residual emotional effects, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for it being done in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the callers on the phone line this morning. Bless them. Whatever their need is, oh God, whatever their secret desires are, bless them. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for my husband. Bless him. Continue to touch his body. I saw a person yesterday that I hadn't seen before, Lord, and I thank you for that person that I saw standing straight up, Lord God, walking, new, brand new. Thank you for healing. Thank you for the healing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for what you showed me in the natural. Thank you for what you showed me in the spirit. And I thank you for it coming to pass. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you this morning, everyone on the phone line, and my husband who is listening as well. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Pray for one another. Keep us lifted in prayer.
Amen.
As you know that when we pray, anybody, whoever it is, when we pray, hell don't like it. Hell does not like it. But it's all right because we've been mandated by God to pray that all men would pray always, lifting up holy hands without wrath, without doubting. So let us pray each and every day as much as we can throughout the day. In Jesus' name, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, pray. Pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.